Welcome to another deep dive. You challenged us to unpack John Maxwell's 10-session program, Becoming a Person of Influence,
Oh,
and we are ready for it.
10 sessions, huh?
10 sessions. Luckily, we've got the facilitator's guide, so it's like having all access backstage passes to this whole system for maximizing your impact.
You know what strikes me right away? This isn't just some theoretical fluff.
Yeah.
It's designed to be practical.
Yeah.
With exercises and discussion points for each session.
Yeah.
It's like they're giving you a roadmap to actually put these principles into action.
I love that. Okay, well, session one jumps right into the core of it all. Integrity Maxwell kicks it off with a quote that really got me thinking. The only inheritance that a man will leave that has eternal value is his influence. What kind of legacy are you building? Does that quote make you think differently about the impact you have on the world?
It definitely makes you think long term. It's not just about being good in the moment.
Right.
It's about building something that lasts.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The guide emphasizes that integrity is an inside job.
Oh, I like that.
It's not about what others see. It's about who you are when no one's watching.
Like that story about Abraham Lincoln wanting his only remaining friend to be the one inside himself.
Yes.
Because your reputation can change, circumstances can change, but your character, that's what you build over time.
It's the foundation of everything.
Mm.
And to help us assess our own character, the guide actually includes 10 questions for measuring your integrity level.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever thought about it in these terms before? Which of those questions, if any, really resonated with you?
It's like holding up a mirror to yourself.
Right.
It can be a little uncomfortable.
Abundantly.
But also really valuable for growth.
Okay, from integrity, we move into session two, which is all about nurturing others to help them reach their full potential. Maxwell breaks this down into 5 key things that you give. Love, respect, security, recognition, and encouragement.
Okay.
Why do you think those 5 elements are so essential?
Well, they're the foundation for creating an environment where people feel safe to grow and take risks and ultimately thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, it's like trying to grow a plant in bad soil.
It's true. And I love this quote the guide includes by Robert McNamara. Brains are like hearts. They go where they are appreciated.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a reminder that recognizing and valuing people's contributions is crucial.
Absolutely. And that appreciation can come in so many different forms.
Yeah.
From a simple thank you to actively advocating for someone's growth within an organization.
You know, Maxwell even has these vivid metaphors for different types of influencers. He talks about the well poisoner who discourages others, the lawnmower who only focuses on their own needs, and then the life enhancer who actively seeks to enrich the lives of those around them.
Interesting.
It's a powerful way to think about the impact we have.
It is. It really is a call to self-awareness. Are we contributing positively, or are we holding others back?
Now, this next session might seem a little unexpected. Session three is all about faith.
Yeah, but we're not talking about religion here. Maxwell's talking about the power of believing in other people. Why do you think that's such a crucial part of being an influencer?
You know, he points out a really interesting fact. Most people lack faith in themselves, and they lack someone who has faith in them.
Wow.
Can you imagine going through life never having someone truly believe in you?
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's powerful.
Really makes you think about the people who have believed in you. The ones who saw your potential, even when you didn't.
Yes. And it makes you think about how you can be that person for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
To see their strengths, to celebrate their wins, and to help them bounce back from those setbacks.
The guide also talks about how important it is to focus on people's strengths instead of weaknesses, which is so easy to get caught up in what people aren't good at. But what if we shifted our focus to what they excel at?
Right. It's about helping people leverage their talents to achieve their goals. Everyone has something special to offer.
Absolutely. Maxwell uses this great quote about hope, too. He says, "We can live 40 days without food, 3 days without water, 8 minutes without air, but only 4 seconds without hope."
Wow. That's powerful.
That's powerful. Okay, shifting gears a bit. Session 4 is all about listening, which we probably all think we're pretty good at, but are we really? The guide drops this mind-blowing statistic. We spend 45% of our waking hours listening.
Wow.
Yet Maxwell says few people reach their listening potential. Why do you think that is?
Well, we spend all this time listening, but how much of that are we truly present and engaged?
Yeah.
Maxwell suggests that one of the biggest barriers is our own self-centeredness.
It's true. We get so caught up in our own thoughts and our own to-do lists that we fail to truly hear what the other person is saying.
The guide also mentions distractions and preconceived notions and all the emotional baggage that we bring to conversations.
Yeah.
It's like we're carrying around all this mental clutter that prevents us from truly being present.
But there's good news. The guide pulls some practical tips from Brian Adams' book, Sales Cybernetics, that can help anyone improve their listening skills. Simple things, like making eye contact, asking clarifying questions, and really focusing on understanding the speaker's perspective.
It's about being intentional.
Yes.
Making a conscious effort to be a better listener.
Now, session 5 is all about understanding people.
Okay.
Maxwell argues that this is a valuable asset in itself.
Hmm.
He even quotes both Kinzel and Adair and Harry Truman to make his point.
You know, I think this is such a crucial skill in today's world.
Right.
Where we interact with people from so many different backgrounds and perspectives.
All the time.
All the time.
So being able to understand where someone is coming from is essential for effective communication and collaboration.
Absolutely.
The guy dives into some reasons why people fail to understand each other. Fear and self-centeredness show up again.
Of course.
But it also mentions failing to appreciate both differences and similarities.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
Yes.
Recognizing and respecting our differences while also understanding the things that connect us as human beings.
Exactly. And to illustrate this, the guide includes a series of what they call everybody, nobody, somebody statements.
What are those?
Things like everybody wants to be somebody or nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
Have any of these statements ever really stuck with you?
They're so simple, but they're powerful, too.
They really are.
They're good reminders of our shared humanity.
Right.
And the importance of empathy and connection.
And the guide closes out this session with this thought-provoking question. How hard are you working to understand others? It's a challenge to step outside our own perspective and make a genuine effort to see the world through the eyes of other people.
It's a lifelong pursuit, isn't it? There's always more to learn.
Always more to learn. Moving on to session 6, we delve into this concept of enlarging others. The guide describes this as an investment that pays dividends for both the mentor and the mentee.
I like that idea. That when we invest in the growth of others, we also expand our own capacity for growth.
I love that. And the guide explains that enlarging others is about helping them turn their potential into reality and their dreams into destiny. It's about empowering them to become the best versions of themselves.
And it emphasizes that this is not a one-way street.
Right.
When we mentor and guide others, we learn from them as well.
Absolutely.
We gain new perspectives, insights, and skills that we might not have developed on our own.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
We can't help but grow when we're actively involved in helping others develop.
Maxwell outlines 4 key areas of development in this session. Attitude, relationships, leadership, and personal and professional skills.
Okay.
And when you look at them all laid out like that, you realize they aren't isolated things at all.
Right.
They're all connected.
Absolutely. Imagine trying to improve your leadership skills without working on your attitude or your relationships.
Right.
It's like building a house on a shaky foundation.
Right. To highlight how much we actually get back when we invest in others, the guide shares this quote, "No one becomes rich unless he enriches another."
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's beautiful. Now, session 7 is where things get really interesting. We're introduced to this idea of the influencer as a navigator.
A navigator.
Yeah. Like, instead of just telling people what to do, you're helping them figure out where they want to go and how to get there.
So it requires a deep level of understanding.
Yes.
Not just someone's skills and experience.
Right.
But their dreams, their fears, their values.
Yeah.
What makes them tick? What motivates them?
The guide even suggests asking, what do they cry about? What do they sing about? Mm. You know, thinking back on mentors I've had, it's the ones who asked those deeper questions that really made a difference. They helped me see things about myself that I hadn't even realized.
It's about helping people connect with their own inner compass, isn't it?
Yeah.
To discover what truly matters to them.
Exactly.
And then create a path to get there.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What's that?
Even with the best navigation, there will be obstacles. And the guide actually points out that successful people face more problems, not fewer.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought success was about avoiding problems.
Right.
But it seems it's more about how you handle them.
Right.
Maxwell says it's our ability to navigate those challenges that determines our ultimate success.
Makes sense. So how do we become better problem solvers?
Well, the guide lays out a really practical tool.
Okay.
Ken Blanchard's four-step problem-solving process.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's great. First, you think about the problem from all angles. Then you form theories about how to solve it.
So you brainstorm potential solutions.
Yeah. Then you have to forecast the consequences of each solution, like what's likely to happen if you choose that path.
Okay.
And finally, you pick the best solution based on the big picture.
What aligns with your values, your goals?
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of decision making.
You like it.
Speaking of connecting, session 8 focuses on the importance of relationships. The guide talks about having a make a difference mindset.
Make a difference.
Yeah. Where you believe not only in your ability to impact others, but also in their potential to make a difference themselves.
I like that.
It's a really empowering way to think about relationships. Instead of seeing people as projects or problems to be solved,
yeah,
you see them as partners in creating positive change.
And the guide encourages us to be proactive about those connections.
Yes.
Don't wait for people to come to you, go to them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about being intentional, making the effort to reach out, build bridges, and create opportunities for connection. And I think it's really important what the guide says about finding common ground while respecting differences.
Yeah, we live in a world where it's so easy to focus on what divides us.
It's true.
But this principle reminds us to look for what unites us as well.
That's where real connection happens. Session 9 tackles a big one, empowerment.
Empowerment.
It kicks off with this amazing quote. When you empower people, you're not influencing just them. You're influencing all the people they influence.
Wow.
It's a powerful ripple effect.
It really is.
The guide dives into what true empowerment actually looks like. It's about working with and through people, not controlling them.
Which requires a lot of trust.
It does. You have to believe in people's abilities, give them authority to make decisions, and then support them along the way. The guide outlines 4 key qualities of an empowering leader.
Yep.
Position, relationship, respect, and commitment. Which one do you think is most important?
They're all interconnected, but I think respect is the foundation.
Okay.
Without respect, you can't build the trust that real empowerment requires.
And it's not just about talking the talk, right? It's about walking the walk. The guide even includes a self-assessment with 10 questions to help you determine if you have an empowering mindset.
Oh, interesting.
That's some serious food for thought. Finally, we reach the culmination of it all, session 10, which is about reproducing other influencers to create a lasting legacy.
This is where things go from a one-to-one impact to something much, much bigger.
It is.
Maxwell's talking about building a movement of leaders.
Yes.
Who share your values and are committed to making a difference.
It's like taking everything you've learned about influence and paying it forward.
Right.
Helping others become influencers themselves.
Exactly. And the guide emphasizes that everyone has the potential to do this.
Right.
It's not just for CEOs or celebrities.
True.
It's for teachers, parents, community leaders.
Anyone who wants to make a difference.
Anyone.
Yeah.
And the guide really encourages a shift from maintenance mode to a multiplication mindset.
Ooh, I like that.
It's not enough to just maintain the status quo.
Right.
We need to be actively looking for ways to reproduce our influence.
So how do we do that?
Well, to help with that shift, Maxwell outlines 5 stages between those 2 mindsets. Scramble, survival, siphon, synergy, and significance.
Okay, break those down for me.
So scramble is that early stage where you're just trying to figure things out, keep your head above water.
Just trying to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then comes survival, where you're starting to get a handle on things, but you're still very much in reactive mode.
Okay.
Not really thinking about influencing others yet, just trying to survive.
Makes sense.
But as you gain more experience and confidence, you move into siphon, where you start to draw on the resources and support of others to achieve your goals.
Okay.
Then comes synergy, where you're actively collaborating, working together to achieve common goals.
So this is where true teamwork comes in.
Exactly, where the whole becomes greater than the sum of its parts.
I love it.
And finally, you reach significance, where your focus shifts from personal achievement to making a lasting impact on the world. This is where reproducing influencers becomes a priority.
Wow.
You're not just building a team, you're building a legacy.
That's powerful. That whole progression really gives you a roadmap for how to evolve your influence over time.
And it's all built on those 10 core principles we've been discussing.
To wrap up the guide, Maxwell summarizes those 10 principles: integrity, nurturing, faith, listening, understanding, enlarging, navigating, connecting, empowering, and reproducing.
Wow. That's quite a list.
It is. It's a checklist for becoming a person of influence.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your biggest takeaways?
It's a holistic approach to leadership.
It really is.
Yeah.
It surprised you the most during this deep dive.
You know, I was surprised by how much emphasis is placed on personal growth.
Mm.
It's not just about techniques for influencing others.
Yeah.
It's about developing your own character.
Right.
Becoming the kind of person others want to follow.
It's like that saying, be the change you want to see in the world. You can't inspire others to grow if you're not growing yourself.
Exactly. Did any of the principles particularly resonate with you more than others?
The principle of nurturing really stood out to me. It made me think about the people in my life and how I can better support their growth. So easy to get caught up in our own busy lives.
Yeah.
But taking the time to encourage and invest in others is so rewarding. What about you? Anything that really struck a chord with you?
You know that four-step problem-solving process we talked about?
Yeah.
That really stuck with me. I can see how using that framework could help me make more intentional decisions.
Right.
Not just react emotionally to problems.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try incorporating that into my life.
Me too. I think I'm going to challenge myself to be a better listener.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just try to be more present in conversations.
Yeah.
Really focus on understanding the other person's perspective.
Yeah. It's easy to get distracted or jump in with our own thoughts.
It is.
Before we've truly heard what the other person has to say.
Right.
This deep dive has been incredibly thought-provoking. We've covered so much.
We have, from integrity to empowering others.
To reproducing leaders.
It's been quite a journey through Maxwell's principles of influence.
It has. Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've been focusing on how to influence others, but what about the influence we allow into our own lives?
Oh, that's a good question.
Who are the people shaping your thinking? Are they leading you in the direction you want to go?
It's so important to be mindful of the voices we allow to influence us.
Absolutely. Are we surrounding ourselves with people who inspire us?
Yeah.
Who challenge us and support our growth? Or are we letting negative influences hold us back?
It's a great reminder to take stock of our relationships.
It is.
Make sure we're cultivating the kind of connections that help us become the best versions of ourselves.
Well, that's a great place to end our deep dive into becoming a person of influence. We hope you've enjoyed exploring these principles with us.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights
that you can apply to your own life.
Keep learning, keep growing, and keep making a positive difference in the world.
Thanks for joining us.